Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the HFCL Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. Before we begin, I would also like to read the disclaimer statement. Statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. They must be viewed in relation to the risks that HFCL's business faces that could cause its future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investments or other decisions. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded, and I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Lohia from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Neha. Thank you for joining us today for Q4 FY24 earnings call of HFCL Limited. First of all, I would like to thank management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Mr. Mahendra Nahata, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. V. R. Jain, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Manoj Baid, Company Secretary, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, Head Investor Relations. So without further delay, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mahendra Nahata for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mohit, and thanks everybody for joining our call. Your time is very valuable, and I am thankful that you all could join our quarterly call for Q4 of financial year 2024 as scheduled. I'm delighted to welcome you all to HFCL's earnings call for the fourth quarter for the year ended financial year 2024. I trust that you got a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and investor presentation, which are available on the website of the company and also on the website of stock exchanges. Well, friends, it is a matter of great satisfaction that despite the tough global macro environment, the Indian economy is having robust growth, and India is poised to become the third-largest economy by 2027 as per IMF, surpassing Japan and Germany. During the interim budget of 2024, the Union Finance Minister underscored the forthcoming 5 years as a period poised for unparalleled development, aligning with the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. She highlighted that technology, alongside the telecom sector, will play a pivotal role in India's transformative journey. The Indian telecom sector is undergoing a transformative change and will continue on its expansion trajectory, fueled by liberal government policies, proactive government initiatives focused on national priorities, including BharatNet Phase III program and PLI schemes. Government's initiative of promoting semiconductor manufacturing in India will also fuel long-term growth of the telecom sector. Hyperscaling of data centers, increased smartphone usage, strong customer demand for high-speed internet connectivity, and 5G network expansion will further fuel growth of the telecom sector. The economic impact of 5G in India's GDP could reach up to $450 billion by 2040, according to Deloitte Technologies Media and Telecommunications Prediction Report 2023. Financial year 2024 has indeed proven to be a pivotal year for HFCL. Our strategic investments in research and development have yielded significant returns, resulting in the introduction of a comprehensive range of 5G connectivity solutions and products tailored specifically for telcos and enterprises, both in India and across global markets. Led by innovation in financial year 2024, HFCL successfully launched the first made-in-India 5G fixed wireless access customer premises equipment portfolio. Then, 1 Gbps unlicensed band radio, also IP/MPLS routers, and introduced innovative 1728 high-fiber intermittently bonded ribbon cables. our 5G fixed wireless access equipment gives market-leading performance in delivering higher throughput. We have introduced hot swappability features in our routers, making them rugged for use in rural areas in projects like BharatNet. Overall, I view the result of our R&D team has achieved is a milestone showing we have talent and capability to deliver latest technology products. We believe demand for 5G fixed wireless access customer premises equipment is at an inflection point and has become an important use case for 5G monetization both in India and globally. With 5G network rollouts continuing its dream run, monetization has been a key focus area for operators. Industry reports indicate FWA connections worldwide are projected to reach to 350 million by the end of 2029. As the transition to 5G continues and newer technological standards gain traction, telcos are projected to invest $342 billion in their networks in 2027 alone, as per PwC report. Every country has different types of specifications for fixed wireless access, customer premises equipment. Our company has been able to develop different variants and types of this equipment and is uniquely positioned to manufacture and supply both for India and international markets. HFCL has already received orders for 6 lakh units of this equipment. One of the landmark success story of HFCL's R&D efforts has been design and manufacture of point-to-point unlicensed band radios. We have achieved record market share for this product in India. More than 5 lakhs of these radios have already been supplied by HFCL and are working to the full satisfaction of telecom operators for network backhaul and enterprise connectivity. HFCL is not only the largest supplier of these radios in India, but also can be counted among the leading suppliers around the globe. We are continuously receiving strong feedback from our customers for its low power consumption and zero spectrum costs. It is also worthwhile to mention that through its R&D and collaborative efforts, HFCL has created full solution of enterprise networking products. These products include Wi-Fi access points, routers, switches, backhaul radios, and network management system. Having established its name in telecom service providers market, HFCL with its enterprise product range is now aggressively moving into enterprise market of telecom networking products. Distributors and channel partners are being appointed throughout the country to reach to wide spectrum of enterprise customers, both in government and private sectors. Opening of this new customer segment will provide higher sustainability to our revenue. With introduction of new products and markets, our revenue from telecom equipment segment is expected to rise substantially. We expect that the revenue from this segment during financial year 25 will reach to approximately Rs. 2000 crores from Rs. 150 crores only in the year financial year 24. Driving growth through innovation is fundamental trend in digital economy. These trends are bringing very large opportunities for innovation and growth, not only for HFCL but for the entire ecosystem. Similarly, the optical fiber cable market remains a significant opportunity both in India and globally, driven by high-speed internet penetration, 5G network expansion, growth in data centers, BharatNet Phase 3, demand for fiber to home and global opportunity in key markets coupled by government policies. Development and manufacture of 1728 fiber-based optical fiber cable will open new market opportunity for sale to hyperscale data centers. In alignment with our strategy of expanding capacities and geographical access, HFCL has announced the setting up of an optical fiber cable manufacturing plant in Poland to address the increasing optical fiber cable demand in European markets. Mirroring the trends in the Indian optical fiber cable market, the European countries are also on a significant digitization drive as national priority. Committed to meet this growing demand and contribute to Europe's digital future, HFCL has committed an initial investment up to Euro 15.9 million that is rupees 144 crores, for its Holland optical fiber cable manufacturing plant with an initial annual capacity of 3.25 million fiber kilometers, which is further scalable to 7 million fiber kilometers per annum capacity. Our fiber and fiber optic cable manufacturing facilities in India are producing world-class cable and fiber. Our fiber manufacturing plant has set new standards of productivity. One of the most anticipated opportunities on the horizon is government's ambitious BharatNet Phase 3 project, under which BSNL has already floated approximately to the 60,000 crore tender for capex to be incurred in next 3 years, followed by additional O&M opportunity worth to be 40,000 crores over a period of 10 years. BSNL's BharatNet Phase 3 project tender presents a huge opportunity to HFCL, as it will strengthen the demand for optical fiber cables, telecom networking products, system integration services, and NVT revenue through O&M, all of which are in alignment with HFCL's core strength. HFCL is uniquely positioned to offer end-to-end solutions that meet BharatNet's stringent requirements. We foresee good prospects for us, given our vertically and horizontally integrated manufacturing capabilities in optical fiber cable, its accessories, telecom equipment, and SFPS through one of our group companies, coupled with vast experience of laying more than 2 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable for various telecom operators. We are optimistically looking forward to securing a substantial pie of this opportunity. Export of products is going to be our cornerstone for increasing revenue. HFCL is already exporting its manufactured fiber optic cable to more than 40 countries. With its own design network connectivity solutions, including 5G networking solutions, HFCL is now poised to start export of these products to a number of countries. Capability to customize the products to customers' requirement and also low-cost base provides positive outlook for HFCL. With the release of every new version of software tuned to customers' requirement, we improve our product performance. I think these opportunities are just the tip of iceberg, and there are far more opportunities to come. We are confident of durability of demand drivers of industry and our own capability to take advantage of same for increasing our sales and market share. Driven by vision to fortify national security and contribute to India's defense success, HFCL envisions significant opportunity for itself in defense sector with innovation and tie-up with leading international companies. India accounts for 3.7% of global military spending, making it the third largest military spender in the world after US and China. This presents a significant market opportunity to HFCL. In alignment with government's Make in India policy, HFCL has already developed defense products like electronic fuses, high capacity radio relay, and thermal weapon sights, all of which have good demand in Indian and international market. HFCL, at its 90% owned subsidiary RADIF, has developed state-of-the-art ground surveillance radars, which is an important component of modern surveillance systems. This radar designed by RADIF is vast improvement in technology over the current generation of radars being used in India. Our ongoing R&D initiatives extend to a diverse range of radar technologies, including development of drone detection radars, Doppler weather radars, LTE-based passive radars, fog and foliage penetration radars, coastal surveillance radars, and avalanche detection radars. We have also successfully cleared the user trial readiness review for BMP-2 armament upgrade project of the Indian Army, further demonstrating our commitment to meeting the defense sector's requirements. This will lead to more opportunities and prospects for HFCL in defense sectors. We are also exploring opportunities for development of more products in defense sector, and we are confident that we will be able to further grow and contribute to India's defense sector with our own development and new alliances. I am of strong belief that in the current year we will have good growth in defense sector and it will achieve its escape velocity. During FY24, the company added an incremental order book of rupees 3,725 crores, comprising orders worth more than 1,500 crores and system integration works orders worth 2,225 crores. Our product business has secured a purchase order of rupees 623 crores for the supply of indigenously manufactured 5G networking equipment. This is the first such order for 5G networking equipment placed on any Indian company by any telecom service provider. This strategic win is a testimony of HFCL's vision of designing and manufacturing high technology telecom equipment in India. HFCL has been investing in building portfolio 5G networking equipment, which transforms telco's access and transport and last mile networking requirements. HFCL also secured a purchase order worth 141 crores from BSNL to supply indigenously designed and developed unlicensed band radios in 5 GHz frequency band and 1 Gbps capacity. This landmark deal aims to build their 4G network infrastructure, ensuring cost efficiency by minimizing equipment expenses and eliminating hefty spectrum usage charges. This significant win solidifies HFCL position as leader in indigenous 4G and 5G backhauling solutions. System integration order book comes from prestigious order valued at 1,127 crores from Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited to transform the optical transport network infrastructure across BSNL's pan-India network and position the telco for the future in anticipation of 5G services. HFCL also secured rupees 1,500 crore orders from Madhya Pradesh Jal Nigam, which encompass system integration services including provisions for laying of optical fiber cable on critical and important routes. Further, having had a strong track record in deploying communication network for various railway projects globally and domestically, HFCL also secured orders worth 80.92 crores from Delhi Metro Rail Corporation. These substantial wins underscore HFCL's sustained momentum and solidifies its position as a trailblazer in advanced communication technology solutions. Our order book now stands at rupees 7,685 crores as of 31st March 2024 as compared to rupees 7,010 crores last year. I must tell you that behind these numbers is relentless effort and work done by the entire team for development of new features and product innovation. We are very structured in our approach to business. The product and sales teams are working closely than ever. We remain incredibly focused on sales and growth of our market share. Further, STL Limited, one of our subsidiary companies, has successfully secured various prestigious orders in its wire harness business during financial year 2024 with its focus on automotive, aerospace and defense sectors. As you may be aware, that this segment is of low capex and high revenue generating segment. We strongly believe that this wire harness business can grow manifold in the years to come. Given that HFCL had received an approval to avail incentive participation in production linked incentive scheme, the company will start receiving PLI benefits in the current fiscal year on production of telecom and networking products. Friends, let me now brief you on the key performance metrics of the quarter four and the whole year. For the 12 months ended 31st March 2024, the company reported consolidated revenue of 4,465 crores as against 4,743 crores in financial year 2023. EBITDA of rupees 682 crores as against 666 crores in FY 2023. Profit before tax of 454 crores as against 431 crores into FY 23, and profit after tax of 338 crores as against 318 crores in FY 23. Revenue of quarter 4 FY24 stood at 1,326 crores as compared to 1,032 crores in quarter 3 of FY24 and rupees 1,433 crores in quarter 4 of FY23. EBITDA for quarter stood at 209 crores as compared to 163 crores in quarter 3 of FY24 and 160 crores in quarter 3 of FY23. EBITDA margin stand at 15.78% for quarter 4 in FY24 as compared to 15.83% in quarter 3 of FY24 and 11.74% in quarter 4 of FY23. Profit before tax for quarter 4 of FY24 stood at ₹149 crores as compared to 108 crores of quarter 3 of FY24. And 109 crores of quarter 4 FY23. PAT margin stands at 11.2% in quarter 4 as compared to 10.45% in quarter 3 of FY24 and 7.6% in quarter 4 of FY23. For quarter 4 of FY24, profit after tax stands at 109 crores as compared to rupees 82 crores in quarter 3 of FY24. And 79 crores in quarter 4 FY23. PAT margin stands at 8.25% in quarter 4 of FY24 as compared to 7.99% in quarter 3 of FY24 and 5.49% in quarter 4 of FY23. Segment revenue for telecom products during the quarter stood at ₹362 crores, that is 27.33% of quarter 4 revenue, as compared to 364 crores, that is 35.24% of FY23 revenue. FY23-24 has witnessed slight decline in year-to-year revenue due to softening in demand of optical fiber cables. This temporary decline is in line with the worldwide trend. It is attributed to inventory built up with major operators, resulting in an overall reduction in revenue in absolute terms. Our growth is driven by three independent drivers, which all are working together. These are robust investment in research and development, backward integration with capacity expansion, and expanding national and international presence. With these growth engines, we have been able to significantly improve our revenue mix, product mix, geographical presence, and customer mix, ensuring sustainable growth in times to come. We remain confident of opportunities ahead and execution of our long-term strategy. We are confident that OFC demand will be restored in quarter 2 of financial year 25 onwards in both India and key global markets. Furthermore, we are confident our continued effort in designing and developing innovative and geography-specific optical fiber cables for international markets, along with the introduction of new 5G telecom networking equipment and defense products, will further yield results in coming quarters. These efforts are expected to provide impetus to both revenue growth and profitability, along with the potential of increase in our margin. Our outlook is very bright, and we look forward to a very strong year ahead. Friends, thank you once again for your keen participation. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking the questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parth Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have a couple of questions. The first one is, this time we have executed services, turnkey services worth some 990 crores. So I wanted you to shed some light on that, as in we have done better on services margins front as compared to products. And is it the way forward, or are we going to, is this a one of kind?
Look, you know, yes, we have executed 964 crores of services in the current quarter, and margins have also been good. You know, these margins, I cannot give you a definitive answer that this is a trend would continue or there will be different, because, you know, this all depends upon contract to contract. Sometimes contracts are there which are of high margin, high profitability. Sometimes they are of, you know, lower margin and lower profitability. So there cannot be any definitive answer to this, but yes, we look for reasonable margins to continue in our contracts, and we are not taking contracts which are with a lower margin.
Okay. So is this anything to do with the orders that we have got from BSNL worth 1100 odd crores? Is it execution from on that front, or?
No. Execution of that order would be in the current year. That execution has not even started significantly.
Okay, that would start in this quarter, June quarter, or it would take some more time?
No, this is starting in the current quarter, in the June quarter.
Okay. And the mix of products and services would remain 70-30 going forward whenever, as in when the optic fiber cycle turns.
No, I think, you know, this year there would be a very transformative change.
Okay.
One of the important factors which is going to happen, as I said in my opening remarks,
yeah.
Last year, the revenue from telecom products was only about 150 crores.
Okay.
This year, we are expecting revenue of 2,000 crores from the telecom products. So, 150 crores.
Is that 2,000 crores ex OFC or?
No, without OFC. That's why I used our telecom products.
Now,
OFC also, we are expecting revival of market this year globally and India also. Most of globally, and we expect a revenue again more than 2,000 crores in the current financial year from optical fiber cable business.
Okay.
So, there is a potential of product business reaching to 4,000 crore plus in the current financial year, which would mean that, you know, this our revenue would consist of more than two-thirds of the product driven and less than one third of project driven. And this trend is expected to continue in the future. If you recall that I have been always been saying that our effort is always to develop the product business, not as much the project business. Last year was an aberration because of lower demand of fiber optic cable, and new products had all not been, you know, sent to market. They were undergoing test trials and all that. With the new telecom products which have been designed by us already in the market now, and also fiber optic cable demand picking up, and both these segments giving a revenue of, possible revenue of 2,000 crore each in the current year. This would be a very, very transformative change, you know, with almost 70% of revenue coming from product business, which is cable and telecom products. But important point is, first time we would have such a high revenue coming from telecom products.
Okay. So my last question is, have we executed anything from Madhya Pradesh Jal Nigam order that we had received?
A very small portion, probably about 50 crores, around less than 50 crores.
Okay. And the BSNL order that we have, 1100 crore order, that is mix of products and services, right?
Yes, it's a mix of products and services.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions. Sir, my first question regarding, like, we have seen a lot of strong tower additions by one of tower infra players, majorly led by rural expansion and 5G rollout. And so what kind of demand and business opportunities we have in this tower rollout? And please share, like, what kind of business share we have from telecom players like Jio, Airtel, Vodafone and BSNL?
Look, you know, tower rollout companies, you know, like Indus or these companies, do not represent any major demand opportunity for us. because tower is more, you know, construction of towers, which we don't do so much, and also not so much of fiber optic cable and all that. So that does not represent any great demand opportunity for us, a tower per se. But when you ask about telcos, you know, who are themselves building towers, like Jio, for example, there will be demand opportunity for us because they connect all their towers by fiber optic cable or wireless. Both these areas we are present and we supply equipment to telecom operators, whether it is fiber optic cable or whether it is backhaul radios. There really the demand opportunity comes from us. Because the typically tower operators do not provide transmission, neither fiber nor wireless. They just provide a tower and the equipment are fitted by the operators. So our segment is the telcos, not the tower operators. So if there is a increase in towers by telcos, there is strong demand opportunity for us, and we will continue to receive such orders.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the press release, like we have mentioned, inventory built up will clear from QTFY25 onwards. So what is the triggers are there to clear those inventories on operator levels? Especially you can share what kind of environment in Europe, US and China and other markets.
Look, you know, inventory would get cleared up with this increase in demand of fiber optic cable. With this demand increasing, this inventory will automatically get cleared up.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the price levels for... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Balasubramanian.
And the price levels of optical fibers and optical fiber cables, earlier we have mentioned in the calls around optical fibers around 250 rupees per fiber kilometer and OFC fiber.
No, 250 rupees was the fiber, not cable.
Yes, sir, fibers and OFC is around 950 levels. So what is the price range right now?
Yeah.
Have we seen any improvement?
This fiber price remains around the same 250 to 260 rupees per kilometer. Almost, you know, say that 250 to 275, depending upon who is the manufacturer and how good is quality and all that. And fiber, as far as this is concerned, cable is concerned, it is around this 1000 rupees, you know, around 1000 rupees. Some will have a little bit more, some would have a little bit less, but it is around 1000 rupees per cable, fiber kilometer of cable.
Okay. Sir, on that Poland plant, you mentioned it's around 15.9 million. It's a euro or dollar terms?
Euro
terms. Okay, sir. So in this 3.2 million fiber kilometer capacity, what kind of peak revenue potential in those plants?
About 350 crores.
350 crores. And this scaling up up to 7.5 million capabilities, when is expected, sir? Is 3.2 million and 7.5 million, any timeline?
I could not understand your question. Be a little clearer when you speak.
No, sir. Like execution timeline for those capacity completion.
Yeah, the 3.25 million capacity, we are targeting to start manufacturing from April of next financial year.
Okay, sir. Sir, and the overall, we have seen that when we can expect this large order inflows from new telecom products and defense side, and
we already have significant order book for our new product, telecom equipment products. Of the 2000 crore revenue I am expecting, we have more than 1500 crores worth of order already in our hand. More than that, about 1700 crore. So expectation of 2000 crore of revenue from this telecom equipment products is not a problem at all. In fact, we may be much higher than 2000 crores, which I am not projecting. But, you know, when you have 1700 crores of the order in hand, the whole year is there, 11 months of the year are still left, you can definitely expect more orders which would be executed in the current year itself. So, there is already a robust order book. And I expect as we start supplying of some equipment like fixed wireless SX equipment, as I mentioned, of 600 crores rupees order, I expect more orders to come. And also, export is a good potential for these equipment. There also I export reasonably good orders. So, order book is already there, you know, but we will, as we supply, we keep on getting more orders.
Got it, sir. On that balance sheet, we have seen capital work in progress around 154 crore. And how much capex we have spent in this financial year, and how much we are planning for FY25 and 26?
So we have already spent about 140 crores of capex in this financial year, and total capex expected to be this year and the next year. You know, 2 years now I'm talking about is about 900 crores.
Okay, got it, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. The last question, any plans to enter in interconnect cable?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Yeah, thank you, madam.
The next question is from the line of Himanshu Jain from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible, Mr. Himanshu. Perfectly audible.
Congratulations on great set of numbers, sir. I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, what is the expected order book completion timeline? And the second one being, what is the expected rollout time according to you for 100% 5G rollout in India?
Look, you know, expected timeline of orders, you know, different in different orders. You know, there are so many orders. It's not one order. So, for example, this order of fixed wireless access, we expect about 5 months timeline to complete that. About 5 months now. This can be six, this can be four. BSNL order for 1100 crores, we take at least 8 to 9 months time for completion. Certain orders for this turnkey contracts, we expect about a year to complete. So, you know, different timelines are there for different orders. The BSNL order for UBR, we expect a timeline of 3 to 4 months to complete. So this is extends from 3 months to 12 months, you know, different orders and different timelines. And your second question was, when would the 5G network deployment will get completed? You know, Manshu, this is, network deployment never gets completed. It always continues, you know. As the subscriber increases, more number of towers are required, more number of base stations are required, more connectivity solutions are required. So this keeps on going on. And while this is going on, there is a change in technology. Like 4G happened, then 5G has happened. Earlier 3G was there, 4G came. 4G, after that 5G has come. 5G is there, now 6G will come. So this will ever continue. This is not going to change at all.
Okay.
And this is good for us, you know. Imagine there was nothing after 4G. There is only 4G. Then the demand would be much less, you know. There would be no demand of new equipment, new technologies, new equipment. So 5G has come. There is all of a sudden increasing demand of equipment. There is increasing demand of services. 6G will come. It will further increase the demand and demand for equipment and services both. So this cycle will keep on continuing forever.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. And all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhant Singh from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Siddhant.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Siddhant, you are very audible.
Sir, my first question is regarding your defense project. So, could you provide an update on the current status of the defense products that are under development and what we can anticipate about contributing them as a top line of our business?
Siddhant, let me answer your first question. Products, you know, we have electronic fuses which are now completely ready. We have already produced 200 fuses for trial testing in Army's firing ranges. We have already deposited almost 2 crores to buy ammunitions for trial. And we have asked for firing range, you know, it needs to be fired by Bofors guns and similar kind of guns. So you need a firing range of 30, 40, 50 kilometers without habitation. So we expect that to be given to us sometime either end of this month or the next month. And the test firing will happen by the Indian Army. And we see very good potential for this product in India, but more than in India and export market. And I have not really budgeted anything in my projection for the next year or the current year. But still, though not budgeted in IOP, but I still see a very good future for this product for export even in the current financial year. You know, as people have come to know that we are going to produce fuses, I have already started receiving inquiries for lakhs of fuses. I am already receiving inquiries. So there is a huge demand potential for these fuses from export market, which would be running into hundreds of crores. I am already receiving inquiries, which I am not responding back right now, except general discussion. So first, I want my fuse to be tested and all approved, which is certainly going to happen. But demand potential is very high, more outside India than in India, because of the global geopolitical environment which is happening, as you know very well. So I have a huge demand opportunity for fuses in my hand, number one. Number two, thermal weapon sights, which is, you know, layman's word, night vision devices for the assault rifles, machine guns and rocket launchers. We have participated in a number of tenders which are undergoing trial right now. When the trials are over, then of course tenders will be opened and we expect to receive some orders for that. Then we have radars, high capacity radio relay. Radars, as I said in my presentation, is developed by our subsidiary, 90% owned subsidiary Rediff, located in Bangalore. Those radars have been designed for various kind of applications. And this ground surface radar, for example, is a real breakthrough in technology. Currently, the radars of similar kind being used are weighing 30 to 35 kgs. What we have designed with better features and better performance is weighing only 7 or 8 kgs. One man can lift and take it anywhere. So you can imagine the kind of technology innovation we have done. Now, the ground surveillance radars have got different variations also. Coastal surveillance radars. We are talking to many of the defense established for the supply of that. I cannot name them now, but we are talking. We have another radar coming up in next 6 months' time or so, drone detection radar. You know how important the drone warfare has come in becoming current times. Whichever fight you see happening, war happening anywhere in the world, drones are becoming an important method of attack. Now, therefore, detecting incoming drones is a major issue. So our drone detection radar, which is under development and is a, you know, final phase of, you know, software development, that will again have the ability to look into 10 kilometers and 100 objects can be detected simultaneously. So that is happening. Radio relay is another equipment, you know, which is required by Army, high capacity radio relay. And for the defense, we have just installed new machines in our fiber optic cable manufacturing facility in our subsidiary STL, these two machines are going to produce a special type of fiber optic cables required by defense forces. If even a tank rolls over that cable, nothing happens to that cable. So that kind of a cable we will be manufacturing, which is called tactical fiber optic cable for use by the Army in the field. So these are some of the defense products I have just mentioned. Apart from that, in a system integration business for defense services in defense electronics, we have already gone through user trial readiness review by Army for upgradation of armored personnel carriers BMP-2. And we are completely successful in that. Now tender would come, we will participate, trials will happen. Then only we will see the face of the order if we win. But yes, these are the opportunities ahead of us. And as I said, as much as opportunities in Indian market, India being the third largest spender of defense with about $90 billion of spending every year, you know, there are huge opportunities in the export market also. So I look forward to defense business quite optimistically, but I have not projected any revenue from that in the current year, but I certainly hope we will get revenue in the current year. May not be very big because this trials and all these things are going to happen. But next year onwards, I expect defense revenue to reach to higher three-digit numbers.
Okay, sir. And sir, do we have a confirmation for ammunition fuses for their delivery in next month?
No, I didn't say next month. I said trial in next month, not delivery.
Okay.
Trial ready. They are ready.
Okay, sir. And what is the average? Can you give me the average price of a fuse per fuse?
That is very difficult. You know, there are nine different kind of fuses, nine different kind of prices. You know, there is no single price. And prices also vary market to market. In India, it is something. In export, it is something else. So, but in a general, I can say they are from 5,000 rupees to 20,000 rupees.
Okay. And sir, my last question is that you have any plan?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I request you to come back for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address the questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Manure. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Rajesh, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sir, when will the substantial part of telecom products, new products, will come into revenue?
Oh, this will start from this quarter, but from quarter two onwards, it will be substantial part coming up.
Okay. It will be optic fiber or the new products?
No. As I said little earlier, it is going to be equally divided in optical fiber and the equipment both. Okay. You know, it is going to be, our estimation is that it will be 2,000 crores from optical fiber cable or little more than 2,000 crores. And similarly, 2,000 crores from equipment. This is going to be very, very transformative this year, Rajesh.
Okay.
So, first time we'll have a four-digit number on equipment business in the company.
And the combined margins will be around 18 to 19%? No.
So, not, we are talking about net margin, gross margin.
No, EBITDA margins.
EBITDA margin would be something like, I would say 15% or so. 15 to 17%, depending upon order to order situation.
And there will be a contribution from 20 projects also, what we did in this quarter.
What was your question?
This quarter there is a substantial revenue from trunky projects. So going forward also, the trunky projects also will contribute?
Yeah, current year we are looking at trunky projects of about, you know, 1250 plus 500. Okay. About 1750 to 2000 crores.
2000. So the combined revenue for 24-25 may be 5 to 6000 crores?
You know, I would not do any forward guessing, but at least I can tell you we can expect 2,000 crores from equipment business.
Okay.
About same from fiber optic cable business, and again same from turnkey. You know, within that, order for 1,700 crores are already in my hand for equipment business. Cable orders keep on being received in small sums. You know, it never comes in 1,000 crore or 1,200 crores or something like that. But with the revival of market, 2,000 crore plus seems to be quite certain.
Okay.
And on the turnkey side, wait a minute. On the turnkey business, we already have orders worth about 1,200 crores in hand. And there is a regular business from one of our customers, which is from last 10 years, it is coming 500 crores every year. That should continue. So that 2,000 crore is more or less assured. So, if you count all these 3, 2, 2, 2, you can guess the number yourself.
So, what is the reason we are you are so bullish on the optical fiber side, but the traction has not been coming for last 1 or 2 years?
Look, I tell you, not 1 or 2 years, only 1 year. Last year was very good.
Okay.
A revenue of 2,400 crores. This year, what happened? in anticipation that, the demand would be very high, the operators and distributors had accumulated stocks. And okay. Demand did not go up that high for geopolitical reasons, overall recession okay. and all that. As a result of that, operators as well as distributors had a lot of stock with them. Okay. So that reduced the demand in the current year with a lower consumption and stock in hand, it reduced the demand. Now that traction has started coming back again in US.
Okay.
Demand has already increased. If you have seen a statement by Corning pretty recently, 2-3 days ago, okay. they are also okay. saying the same thing. And we are also looking at the same thing in the global market. Okay. And in India, demand would be very substantially increased with this BharatNet, which is going to be announced in next 1 or 2 weeks. You know, tender is already there, clarification has started to be given, and I think another month or 45 days time, tender has to be submitted. So that would be huge demand opportunity in terms of fiber optic cable for Indian companies.
Okay. So I was reading a recently article by the telecom minister. He was saying that there are a lot of companies because we don't want to import telecom equipment. So a lot of companies which have come under the PLI scheme will buy from them. So when I understood Tejas, whether the products are same or not, they got a lot of patented products. And if you see this quarterly, how Tejas has completely turned around, they have backed a lot of orders. So same thing can happen with
Tejas
them also?
Backed orders. Tejas is Tata company and the major order is from BSNL for this 4G networking equipment, which is good.
Okay.
They have done good.
Okay.
And we have also got good orders, as I said,
Okay.
It's a reasonably good opportunity for all of us. Okay. And it's a minister's statement, it's right, and that is good for Indian companies. That
Indian companies, right.
That's from India only. It's good for Indian companies like us.
Indian. Sir, how is the bidding pipeline?
The bidding pipeline is good. You know, with BharatNet itself would be 60,000 crores.
Okay. So that tender already has opened?
No, that is to be submitted. Okay. I believe in about 45 days time, then it will get over. And finalization of that is expected in sometime in August.
Okay. So can we see the R&D facilities? No. Can we visit the R&D facilities?
Yeah, it is in Bangalore. You can certainly visit with a prior appointment.
Okay, sir. And so this time the presentation was very good. It was short and very crisp.
Visit our factory. Just go and see the Hyderabad factory.
Okay.
There we produce fiber and cable both with the prior appointment. You can be most welcome to visit that also.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Okay.
So thank you so much. A lot of my questions have been answered. But I just wanted to ask something about our capex and our debt. So currently we are expecting 900 crores capex in the next 2 years. So what will be our debt level? How are we planning to fund it currently? So could you just give some color on that?
My CFO, Mr. V.R. Jain, would answer that.
The capex plan is around 900 crore during this financial year, and part will go to the next financial year. And this entire capex will be funded by internal accrual and some equity raise, which we have already done. And money is lying with us. And part debt. So that equity ratio, which is currently 0.24, it will remain in the same range, I mean 0.242, maybe 0.27, at max it will be 0.30, not more than that.
Okay, fair to say. So when can we, maybe see debt reduction, because interest cost is also a substantial
amount. Debt is already
cost.
Very low, 0.28 is no big debt itself,
So majorly it is working capital debt, which is required for various project execution and all that, and the most part of that is in the form of LCs and bank guarantees. So the interest cost, the finance charge includes the charges of BGs and LCs as well. It is not entirely the interest cost.
Okay. So fair enough, sir. Again, thank you so much, sir. Most of my questions have been already answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address the question from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Dhamani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, sir. Sir, thanks for the opportunity. My two questions are, one is regarding our debtors, that is 2,200 crore. So almost it is coming to 50% of our sales. So if we are going for 7,000 crore sales, then will our outstanding be and debtors will be as high as 50%? And
No. I tell you why. So debtors are more when you do turnkey projects. And when you have heard me saying that, you know, next year revenue we are forecasting 4,000 crores coming from cable as and products, which are not having that large a period for, you know, recovery. So they may be, you know, more like 60 to 90 days, maximum 90 days. So it will not be in a level what you are just saying. It will be much lower than that.
And soon we will be recovering all this, whatever is outstanding. Will we be getting it cleared by this quarter end?
Say that again. I missed your question.
Will we be able to realize most of the money is by this quarter end of our debtor?
Not this quarter end. You know, it will... Coming up in phases, the major part is from NFS, Network for Spectrum, which we are executing for Indian Army. So part of that would be about, take more than a year or so after completion of the project. And rest of the debt we will keep on realizing as we go by in time. You know, some are 60 days, some are 90 days.
Okay. So
something like that.
Second question is regarding my making my understanding better about the fact that our ministers have said that we are introducing 6G also very soon, and all this will be and is being manufactured within India. So can I take it this way that the Himachal Futuristic is the only supplier of all these telecom exchanges and facilities of 5G and
6G? No. We are not the only supplier. We are one of the suppliers for telecom equipment. So we are not the only supplier. Nobody can be only supplier, number one.
On a listed place, sir, only you are listed who are supplying all these equipment and exchanges and all these things.
No. But supplier Tejas is there who are supplying. We are there. There are number of companies who are there. Oh. Not only us, number one.
But we are also equipped to completely supply the exchange and the facilities to
Bharat. There is nothing called exchange these days. You know, that time is gone. It's called core and access and that kind of a transport, that kind of a network. But we are supplying not the whole network, but the part of the network. We are more on the access side and the transmission side, not on the core side. Core is, we don't have core, no Indian company has core rather. So we are having access and transmission. And there are other companies also who are doing the same business, access and transmission. But at the same point of time, 6G, to answer your 6G question, 6G developmental effort has started. Really, 6G to become commercial, it is at least 4 or 5 years away.
Okay. Thank you very much for the understanding and time given, sir. And all the best.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
नमस्कार नाडा जी. नमस्कार जैन
जी. आप इंतजार ही कर रहा था, आप कहां से सीधे?
सर मैं तो क्यू में कतार में ही खड़ा हूं सर, जब नंबर आएगा सभी प्रश्न.
सोच ही रहा था सागर जी कहां गए अभी तक.
नहीं सर, मैं आ गया सर. थैंक, धन्यवाद सर. सर, व्हेन वी लुक एट द ऑर्डर बुक स्प्लिट अप, वी फाइंड एज द ब्रेकअप इन योर प्रेजेंटेशन, 4758 इज द नेटवर्क सर्विसेज, 890 करोड़ इज द प्रोडक्ट एंड 2037 इज द ओएनएम. So under this network services, there is a combination of both trunky and the product?
Yes. For example, this 1100 crores of orders for BSNL for equipment has been clubbed into what you are seeing, 4700 crores. It is more of product, less of services, but it has been clubbed into that because it includes some part of services.
ओके तो द ट्रंकी ऑर्डर बुक द कोर ट्रंकी ऑर्डर बुक कितनी है सर हमारी एज ऑन
कोर ट्रंकी ऑर्डर बुक वुड बी समथिंग लाइक आउट ऑफ 7000 करोड़ शुड बी समथिंग लाइक अबाउट 4000 करोड़ अबाउट 4000 करोड़ प्लस समथिंग लाइक 4000 करोड़ प्लस
Didn't get you, sir. I'm talking about only the Trunky project. Trunky project can it's yeah. The project? Yeah.
Only Trunky portion of the project. That's what you are saying, na?
Yes.
Yeah. So that should be same.
That is 4000 crores.
So Trunky portion is services portion of the project should be around 4000 crores.
Yeah, I think I'm getting mistaken on that front, but I take it off the line from Jayant sir. On the O&M part, sir, hello?
Huh.
On the O&M part, 2037 crore, how will that will start accruing the same and how much have we booked for this financial year?
It will take about 7 years, Mr. Saket, 7 years.
Right, and from the next year itself we will start or when will this start taking in?
Here itself. It has started already, some of it has already started. It will continue through this year also.
Okay. Jayant, I have a question on this other intangible asset and intangible asset under development. If you could just explain to us, what are these two line items? There's a significant increase in intangible assets under development from 200 crore to 315 crore and other tangible assets have risen from 18 crore to 118 crores. So what are these, are these related to R&D? How are we going to benefit? This is a large sum of money.
Sarkeji, we are developing a lot of products as part of telecom and defense. So whenever any product is ready for launch or it has been launched, so that part of the R&D spend is capitalized. And remaining is shown as intangible under development. So once it is commercialized and capitalized, then it is amortized over a period of 5 years.
Right, sir. And lastly, sir, on this, the successful IPO for Vodafone, sir, does this give the impetus to the entire ecosystem and a new capex cycle can be envisaged going ahead? That the confidence that the investing community has the Vodafone okay. issue?
Very good question, and in fact, I missed it to talk about it in my opening remarks.
Yes.
It definitely gives very good impetus to equipment manufacturers in India. Because with a new operator, not a new operator, old operator, getting active now in the equipment business, you know, which was not active earlier because of the money issue and all that. With IPO and today's news item that 18,000 crores they are going to raise from banks, which makes it almost 40,000 crores of capex by them. It is really good, you know, with that kind of a capex, new demand would be generated for fiber optic cable, equipment and everything. And some share will be available to us also, of course. So we are really happy about it, with the revival of VI as well as revival of BSNL and continued growth of Jio and Airtel.
Right. And do you have any dues from them, sir?
No, they are very minor dues, maybe from regular supplies we do, but there is no overdues.
Right. And on closing, sir, Exicom issue was also, public issue was also grand success and HFCL holds a minority stake in Exicom. So what's the roadmap ahead and what are the synergies with Exicom, the other listed company for the HFCL group?
No roadmap as far as investment is concerned, that is there. But there is synergy definitely. Synergies, they also produce, apart from EV chargers, they produce critical telecom power supply equipment. So wherever we have customers for critical power supply equipment, any turnkey service or all that, we can source certainly from HCCOM and that would give us more competitive and more complete product range.
Right, sir. Thank you for all the detailed answers, sir. Jayant, 120 crore income tax has been paid for this year. So this does this include for this year also or prior period also? And what is our current tax rate?
No. Income tax is charged year on year. So part is the regular tax and part is shown as part of the deferred tax. Current and deferred tax. It is segregated in two parts.
Sir, main cash flow se bata raha hu. Cash flow mein aapne dikhaya hai 120 crore rupiah ka payment.
Cash flow mein?
in under cash flow, income tax paid is mentioned as 120 crores. 120.
So ये तो ये अपना जो TDS tax जो deduct होता है ना.
अच्छा sir, वो दोनों मिला के रहेगा. Okay, got the point. Thank you, Nada ji. This is one of the very transformative call from HFCL, sir, wherein we have infused a lot of confidence among the investing community in your remarks in terms of this product sales, then again OFC, then the Trunkey project, and then the entire ecosystem getting charged up. So we hope for a transformation and exponential growth next year, and we hope
you know, as a
reality, sir.
There are three things, you know, in revenue. One is equipment business becoming very robust. So 2,000 crores expected and 1,700 crore orders are already there. 2,000 crore plus from optical fiber cable. And defense business, don't forget, though I have not put anything in the, you know, estimated revenue, but defense business has a huge opportunity coming up in a sense that, you know, fuses, for example, there's so much of demand. If I start production today, I would be booked for 1 year. That's the kind of demand coming up for fuses, you know. Even before I have tested, the demand of lakhs of fuses in front of me. So defense business has also got very high potential, including this then the upgradation of BMP-2. Again, a very huge potential. So defense business also is very huge potential, and that would be a very transformative change for HFCL apart from equipment business.
Right, sir. Thank you for, and we hope to see things on ground improving dramatically rather.
Thank you, Mr. Kapoor. And this would be the last question, operator, I can take because I have a fight to take.
Thank you, sir. And all the best to the team. Namaskar. Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mahendra Nahata for closing comments.
Well, you know, gentlemen, some of the questions would remain not answered, as I can see. So kindly send emails to us for your questions, and we would be very glad to answer to our investor relation officer, Mr. Amit Agarwal. We'd be very glad to answer those questions. But as a concluding remark, I would say that we are looking forward to this current year with a lot of optimism and a lot of growth in our revenue in equipment business. As I said, from 150 crore to 2,000 crores, which will give, coupled with fiber optic cable together, the growth in product business itself will be substantial, reaching to roughly about 4,000 crores. That is what is the best expectation of the management is on the basis of order book and as well as the kind of orders we are expecting to receive in fiber optic cable. Moreover, order for you know, turnkey projects are also in hand for 1250 crores or so, and more orders, such orders are expected. So my expectation of 2000 crores of order from that part of business is also quite robust expectation, not based on estimation but based on you know, realistic expectation. So we look forward to the current year with a lot of robustness and expectation of good revenue coming up, and our R&D efforts are certainly going to throw in more number of products in defense as well as telecom sector. That would be, you know, this kind of R&D and development of products would be really an impetus for our long-term strategy for keeping on increasing revenue through products and not so much from services. So we are very optimistic about growth with the growth of telecom sector, growth in the defense sector and the export also. We are very optimistic for the future. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.